I'm sat inside the University of Warwick, and I'm sat next to a very nice looking bit of kit, and in the background you may hear the hum of some serious computing equipment plugged into this nice bit of kit. Sir, who are you and why are we here? What is next to me?
Okay, I'm Professor Alan Chalmers. I'm Professor of Visualization here at the Digital Lab, which is part of WMG at the University of Warwick. And you are sat next to the world's first and unique high dynamic range video camera, which is capable of 20 f-stops of lighting at 30 frames a second, full HD resolution.
So 20 f-stops, comparable to what the human eye can see at one time?
Yes, that's pretty much what the human eye can see at any level of adaption.
So how long has it taken you to get this equipment together, and what's it capable of?
So this has been an ongoing research project. We first showcased the computer in July last year, and obviously research has been ongoing since then. What we're doing is trying to make it, it's all very well to have the camera, but how do you actually deal with the amount of data, because it's generated a huge amount of data. You're talking about 1 minute of footage is 42 gigabytes. That's it's approximately a CD a second of data. So the key part of what we're doing as a research project and spinning out a company to do is the compression software, which will basically make this work and make it manageable on existing infrastructure. You don't need new technology to actually handle the data. You can handle it with existing technology. And I think that's a key part if high dynamic range is ever to take off and become standard.
Now, you just sat us down and we've been able to see the footage on screens capable of showing us the range here. It's almost useless to be Googling around to find the imagery online, isn't it? Because we won't really get the effect until we have a HDR screen.
Yes and no. I mean, so for example, you imagine the analogy is if you've got, you know, you've got a color screen, but you've got black and white footage. Well, you can pseudo color that to get the impression of color. And the same sort of thing, if you've got high dynamic range footage, but a low dynamic range display, you can do what's called tone mapping, which effectively takes that high dynamic range display and compresses it in the best possible way visually to your low dynamic range display. So you will have an enhanced viewing experience. Because if we were to wait for the cameras and the HDR displays all to appear, you know, it'll take ages. But now you can actually, with the compression technology we're developing, you'll be able to watch HDR video on your laptop. It won't be as good as seeing if you had an HDR laptop, but nevertheless, it'll be a lot better than if you didn't have the HDR footage in the first place.
Great stuff, a step towards it. And of course, you're one of the very few places that has everything in one space.
Yes, I think it's key to have the full pipeline. There are people obviously got HDR video cameras and of different kinds, not as special as this one. But you know, that's having the full pipeline to really show what are the issues, what are the challenges from a technology and a research point of view, which allow you to get capturing the real world lighting at 30 frames a second and delivering it to your living room. And that those are key things. And you need the full pipeline to be able to examine all those issues.
You're in the process of shooting the first HDR movie as well, are you not?
Yes, we are. We're working with a local film company, Entanglement Productions, to see what are the challenges, what are the issues associated with actually making a film with high dynamic range. Not only actually shooting it, you saw some footage of, we had some explosions where you can capture all the details of where the explosion is all the way out, but also when you're compositing, you do post-production, you want to add your giant robot to your footage. You know, what does high dynamic range give you, which you really struggle into traditional cinematography?
It's quite a brave thing to do as well. I mean, you're carting around the only camera, the prototype. You don't have any spares if something goes wrong.
No, but unfortunately, the German camera company is very keen to work with us. But I think that's what research is about. Research is about leading, and finding what's happening in the future. You want to buy an off-the-shelf product because then all the problems are solved. I think having the world's first camera, the world's largest high dynamic range display, gives us the opportunity to examine problems that other people can't do and hopefully come up with solutions which then other people will be able to benefit from.
So I feel a little bit like when I first experienced high-powered lasers. I was a tiny bit disappointed that there was a big box powering this high-powered laser, and I wasn't yet going to get a lightsaber in my hand to wander around the streets. How long before this equipment is miniaturized and we can walk around the street with a quality HDR camera of this spec?
I think the key part is going to be a groundswell of people who want this. I think it's all going to be market-driven. If there's a huge groundswell of people who say, we want HDR footage now, the camera companies will deliver. It's in their interest to do. And so one of the purposes of making this film is to show, look, this is what HDR film will give you. This is the benefit you get. And if a million people download our film and actually watch it in high dynamic range, or tone-mapped on their laptops, that will generate a tremendous interest in the field, and then people will be pushing to the camera companies, to the filmmakers, that we want more HDR content. We get a lot more from the HDR content than we get from traditional one. Why don't you deliver? I want to go to the plains of Africa with my handheld camera and capture the animals in all the settings. I think it's all about generating the interest and the opinion that says, give it to us, and then they will. I mean, the technology is not a million miles from being ready for miniaturization.
Is there a place we can go online to find out more information of your projects?
Well, we have the company is called GoHDR, so GoHDR.com, which will, the website has currently been worked on, will be up soon. And obviously the University of Warwick, the WMG and the Digital Labs websites that we have research. Typically we do the research and put the results up, so I wouldn't say it's very up to date, but we will look at improving that. And the key thing is for us really is to get to the point, unless we work on our viewer, which we allow people to watch HDR content, is almost in the beta testing stage, so we'll be making it available for people to beta test to give us some feedback before we actually release it. Yeah, this is all research. These are all prototypes. You know, they're not products, so they are going to have issues which we need to address, and that's what we would be looking at doing.
Professor Chalmers, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.